Okay, we're in the office of Gloucester DPW Director Mike Hale. And first of all, Mike, thanks for taking the time out. I know how busy it gets in the wintertime.
Yes, it's we've had a fairly traditional winter this year. Some snow, some rain, cold. This past week, it's felt nice to see the plow truck staying put.
All right, let's talk a little bit about that. As I came in, I noticed the pile of sand is pretty high over there. And, of course, everybody is still talking about last winter, and I had some questions still left over from that. But you've had a couple of storms. Trucks were out a lot. I'm just guessing that the major concern initially for DPW, and you got to correct me in terms of priority, is for safety, fire safety, police safety, and traffic safety.
Yes, a plowing, sanding operation, or salting operation as it is now, the primary purpose is to make sure that the roads are passable for emergency vehicles, police, fire, ambulance. More modern plowing operations have looked to making it better for commerce, business, mm-hmm. making sure the downtown areas are clear. You want to make sure your trailer trucks or your delivery trucks can get through, mail, deliveries, so forth. It's not necessarily a convenience operation to make the all streets are black and snow-free at the end of a storm. Some people would prefer that, but that's not the purpose of snow and ice operations.
Okay, well, that's kind of what I thought, and I still look back to last year and the amazing job that you and your guys did. And I do remember Main Street where it was two stories high drifts there, but Main Street at least was clear for pedestrian traffic, for cars, and for businesses. So still a remarkable job looking back on last year. Now, if we do that and take a look back on last year, how much does that take away from the normal routine that you guys have to do? Because there's so much ordinary maintenance, I'm guessing, on a day-to-day basis, but you had to put a lot of your facilities toward snow removal.
We actually wound up giving back to the city a fair amount of our budget last year. We didn't stop moving from the end of January till the end of April mm-hmm. for snow and ice. There was traditional plowing, salting, snow removal, but then there was a lot of damage caused by the winter alone, whether it's street signs that were hit. We had over 30 fire hydrants hit last year, so the utility division spent an extremely a large amount of time trying to put all those hydrants back in service so the neighbors have fire protection that they need. Curbs, guardrails, anything that wasn't visible during a plowing operation was hit. And that really prevented us from doing what we had planned for March and April, mm-hmm. you know, traditional times of year when we get back out there, we start getting the city ready for spring and summer. We just couldn't do it last year. And so that budget went unspent.
Okay. I didn't realize that. So that being said, traditional preparedness now, are we getting ready for spring at this point? And if so, what are some of the things that DPW has on its agenda?
So we are getting ready for spring. We've taken advantage of this past week, which was snow-free, fairly warm. We're obviously out doing pothole work. We have our spring paving lined up. It may not happen right away. It's a funding issue with timing. We're doing some renovations to the visitor center at Stagefort Park. Stagefort Park's an old septic system. We're running sewer up to the building in the next few weeks, getting that ready for the season. We're taking a look at all of our parks and ball fields and seeing what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. We have some tree planting that we're planning on doing once April hits. We did some guardrail repairs the last week and a half. All very basic stuff that gets us ready for when the real spring weather comes, which then we focus more on grass mowing and ball field lining and that stuff.
Okay, cool. And now, obviously, there's a huge project going on the boulevard in Gloucester's waterfront up towards Stagefort Park, and that is, I'm guessing it's probably state involvement here. How much is the DPW involved in that, and what is the role?
So the seawall repair at Stacy Boulevard, it's a city project. It has a huge funding support from Seaport Bond Council, state agency, of over $5.5 million, and then the city has its share in there as well. It's a $7 million project. It's about 2,000 feet of seawall reconstruction. I've done over $100 million worth of projects in the city of Gloucester. Most of them are buried. They're piped. You don't see them. This is a seawall project. You can see it from the shore side. You can see it from the water. It's one of those projects that's done once in a generation or multiple generations. I mean, the construction that we're doing down there right now is a widespread concrete footing, concrete backing wall, and then putting the original granite back at the face of this wall. So it'll still have the same look and feel that it's always had. It just won't be falling apart in our lifetime. It's just a great project to see, and it showcases the beauty of Stagefoot Park and Stacy Boulevard. And we're hoping that we get this project wrapped up by mid to late summer. We're more than halfway through it. Certainly the first 8 to 10 months of the project was very narrow as you're coming out of Stagefoot Park, not a lot of room for the contractor to work. But they work, and they haven't stopped yet. They're working right through the winter.
That looks great, too, that new wall over there going out toward the park. Looks great. All right, so that taking place, that's huge, and it's been ongoing. It does look great. Plus the stairways down to the beaches at low tide in front of Stacy Boulevard. A couple of those were actually destroyed, so that all has to be redone, I presume.
Everything that was there will be put back in some way. We're having access from the seawall itself down to the beaches. There'll be new railings, new lighting. New pedestrian, wider walkways, so you can walk, you know, a couple can walk side by side in both directions. We're also working with the city's planting committees to do some more formal gardens down there. There's very beautiful gardens, but they're not tied together as well as we may like them to be. We're looking to move past that and create something that has some more rhyme and reason to it, and a really showcase the seawall's beauty, the area's beauty to both the residents and the visitors to our city.
And it is one of the most beautiful spots in the world. We're lucky to have that. So that's cool. Now, the other thing, in conjunction with that, we had a storm recently. I know there's been some controversy about building on the rocks over on the back shore that is going before city council and so on. But there was some, I don't know if there was a lot of damage, but there were a lot of rocks thrown up on the roadway. And that happens every so often, and that puts another tax, another burden on DPW. I'm guessing it's your job to have to remove that stuff and push it back and make it look better?
Whenever you have a significant storm surge from like a nor'easter or something like that, astronomically high tides, we frequently see carryover from the back shore onto the roadway itself. And that can be everything from small rocks to large rocks to driftwood. Anything that's floating or not floating, the shore side comes up on the Atlantic Road itself. We've probably cleaned up 2 or 3 times this winter alone, and it hasn't been that bad a winter. We work very close with the Gloucester Police Department on blocking that road off during major storm events. People are curious, they're drawn to the waves, they want to see what's going on. But I can recall a storm a year ago with a cruiser sitting there, and something the size of a telephone pole washed up just in front of the vehicle. It would have crushed the car, certainly. But it happens. It happens every year.
How is the change been in terms of the city taking over now the maintenance of the schools, I guess? Again, that's an added burden that has been put onto DPW. I guess it's been going on for a couple of years now. So how's that working out overall?
I think it's working out well both for Public Works and for the school department. The school department's primary focus is education, and that's their chosen path. They want to educate the students. Building maintenance had fallen off over the last 15, 20 years, probably as a result of having to make hard choices between do you educate or do you fix the building. It's difficult to trim on education because you only have that kid in that grade for that 1 year, and you can't skip a level, you know, skip a lesson. So it made sense to put it in the hands of Public Works. That's what we do. We maintain. Our facility division has grown. We have some wonderful professional tradespeople in that division, and we just have a better handle on the maintenance. We focus on maintenance, and if you went through the schools, you'd see the mechanicals are in much better condition than they ever were. The roofing systems on most of the schools have been replaced. We have a big project before the state right now to re-roof the high school. The roof's at its life expectancy. It's 20 years old this year. It's time to replace that roof. So we're being as proactive as we can. We've prioritized the work, and I think the users of these buildings have recognized that there is some much-needed improvement being made.
I've taken a lot of your time. I got a couple of quick more things, if you don't mind. All right.
Please.
That also brings to mind the work that I think it's Scott Parisi. Is that his name? Scott Amiro over at the at Newell Stadium. The job that he does is amazing. I only see him during football season, but I'm guessing he's out there all year round.
So obviously Newell Stadium, state of the art facility, something that the city's been craving for years. It's home to our high school sports and youth sports alike. Scott is a dedicated employee. He's dedicated to that facility. When that facility does shut down from around December 1st through mid-March, Scott's efforts are put into the high school. So he's on the campus of Gloucester High School. He does a wonderful job down there. We hope to keep that facility in the condition that we received it in, nearly new. It's a wonderful asset to the city, and we have a good employee working down there.
Absolutely. We have a lack of snow this year, but there's still been some plowing. So what's the condition of the streets? Are they less pounded upon than they ordinarily would be, say, like last year?
So last year was an exception, certainly. This year we're more on track for a traditional, you know, Gloucester winter. We're a little bit lower on the snowfall totals, but it's not just snowfall that we're out there. When you have a warm day and the snow piles melt a little bit to the street, when it gets below freezing at night, we're out salting to make sure the roads are safe. So there's still a fair amount of salting that goes on. Plowing operations do take their toll on the streets, but salting does as well. So I don't think the streets have seen as much abuse as last winter, but I think they're kind of seeing what you'd expect to see for a Gloucester winter.
Mm-hmm. Mike, anything else you'd like to mention about DPW, maybe to the residents or of Cape Ann or Gloucester or whatever? Again, it's been, as we speak, it's probably 40 degrees but very sunny, and we're headed into spring season. I can't think of any other questions that I might have, but anything that you might want to mention that might be of interest or just that you want to get out there?
Well, from our perspective, the more eyes we have in the city, the better. So as residents see things that don't look right or should be repaired, please let us know. There are many ways you can do it. You can simply call Public Works, which is 978-281-9785. Or there's a mobile phone application. You can use it either on your mobile phone or on your computer called C-Click-Fix. That's C-Click-Fix. And you can anonymously or with your name register an issue with the proper department. And you get an email response back when we've received it and follow up to when it's being done. It really helps us manage the city's needs, because again, we can't be everywhere, and people's perspectives on what they think needs to be done varies depending on who you talk to. So let us know. We can get on it.
What's the app again?
It's called C-Click-Fix.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, that is Mike Hale, the DPW director in Gloucester.